Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Join me this morning is promoter and wrestler with Pony Express Wrestling, John Rockhold. Pony Express Wrestling will be putting on a show tonight at 7 p.m. at the Maryville Community Center in Maryville, and then tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Bethany Community Gym in Bethany. John, go ahead and tell us a little bit about these events.
So we're putting on a live professional wrestling show, kind of like everybody's watched on TV probably once or another. Just, you know, you got good guys and bad guys. It's very black and white. People are either good or evil in wrestling. So the show will start about 7 o'clock. We'll have, you know, matches and promos in the ring. So, like, people get to understand who the characters are, why they do the things that they do. Then they'll get to see them act out in the wrestling ring, like the portrayal of good and evil. And it takes place over about two and a half hours. It should run until about 9:30 that night. Everybody should leave then. The main event will end. It's just going to be, it's live action theater. You get to interact with the crowd. Like, so the fans boo a bad guy and he looks at them weird, or they cheer a good guy. They get to feel that sort of emotion that you don't usually get when you go to theater and stuff. You know, people change how they act because of it. So it's kind of like watching it on TV, but you get to be a part of the show.
Oh, totally. I remember in the 90s when I was young, I used to watch wrestling and always wanted to go to a live event but couldn't. And, you know, a lot of the things that really stuck out from the 90s in terms of wrestling, at least for me, was the use of chairs and tables and ladders where the guys would be hitting each other with them and utilizing them. So I guess I'm curious, will there be things like that at these events, or is that something it's a little bit too specific and a little bit too spoilery and you kind of want it to be a surprise?
Yeah, that's more of a surprise thing. Like, you, like, though, when you're talking about props like belts being used, there will be a title actually decided that night. Like, we're having a series of matches to crown a champion that night in Maryville. So that'll be the succession of events that night. Like, the show's going to be built around who walks out the champion of our company. So we don't have one right now because this is our third show. Maryville will be our third show we've ever had. So we're going to have a series of matches to decide who our champion is. So that prop will be there. And then as far as like weapons and stuff, that kind of depends on the wrestlers themselves when they decide, like, put together their matches and stuff. So weapons and props, like, they'll probably be used. There won't be as prevalent as, you know, all the tables and ladders and chairs we saw back in the 90s, but there's always props being used of some sort or another.
I know you don't speak for all the wrestlers in the Pony Express League, and they all have their own reasonings, but, you know, for this question, I'm curious because, you know, everyone is unique in why they do something. So what is it that draws people and yourself to participate in this league? Is it to go on to another league, or is it more of like a passion thing, like you're very passionate about wrestling?
So, not like everybody, like you said, everybody's unique. They have their reasons. Like, some people are doing it because, like, you start off wrestling, you go to a school, you train, and that, for the most part, most people's path is they go to a school, they train, they get on shows, small shows, like these independent shows like we're running, and you do as many shows as you can. Like, personally, there was a time about 8 years ago when I started wrestling where every weekend I was doing two or three shows, and it, like, my best loop I ever did was I wrestled in Arkansas on a Friday, Texas on a Saturday, got a flight to North Dakota for Sunday, and then I was back at work because I'm a school teacher on Monday morning, because you're trying to get the miles under your belt so people can eventually WWE or AEW now will see you and recognize you and give you an opportunity to do it on the grand scale. But as far as getting in the ring, what motivates you? Because some shows will be good. Like, Maryville should have a lot of people there, but sometimes you go to a show and it wasn't promoted well and there's 25 people there. So to get in the ring and do the physicality and, like, fall over and over again, keep getting back up, there's an addiction there, like, almost, because being able to control a crowd, like, they will cheer or boo you based on who you're presenting to them. Being able to get them to believe in you, whether they hate you or they love you, there's an addiction to it. Like, there's something about being in a ring that's mine. For me personally, I never feel as much alive as I do when I'm in a ring, because everything that's presented about me as a character, all my actions, everything is mine. No one influences, like, my life, my job. We have all the influences from other people, you know, hey, you should do this, you should be this, you have to work a job because you have to pay bills and stuff. But in that ring, everything you do, nobody controls that. that's just you. And that's the most freedom, artistic expression any of us can ever have. So while we have other goals, like maybe you want to be in WWE or go to Japan or AEW or any of that stuff, that's our moment of creating our stuff. And we get to work with someone and create something unique that nobody's ever done.
We're talking with John Rockhold. He's a promoter and wrestler with Pony Express Wrestling. They'll be putting on a show tonight at the Maryville Community Center in Maryville at 7 p.m. and then tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Bethany Community Gym in Bethany. John, I once heard someone refer to wrestlers as thespians with muscles. And I say that because I'm curious. Do you see wrestling in terms of more of an athletic sport or more of a theatrical production?
Wrestling's in this weird area because while we know what the result is, you're going to start off by throwing a punch, then ducking, then eating this, then doing this. Like, you kind of design that, and there's a freedom in it because we might have a plan of what we're going to do exactly move for move, moment to moment, but something could go wrong. Like, you're walking to the ring, you could twist your ankle, and then we have to adjust it on the, in the moment. Or we go out there, I'm supposed to be the good guy, and you're supposed to be the bad guy, but for some reason, they hate me. So we switch our roles because the crowd's determined that. So, like, it is like, I always call it live action impromptu theater because that's really what it is. You go out there, you have a goal, but you change and adjust as time goes on. You'll realize the crowd's not into this. Everybody's on their phone. You want them to pay attention, so you do something different. Or so it's a weird spot in between. I would say it's definitely like it's physical like a sport, but it's mental like acting. So it's really, there's a really weird mind space you have to be in when you're wrestling. And like my wife, she always gives me like grief because she's like, I don't like you when you're in wrestling character mode because I'm such a different person because I have to be, because there's split second decisions. Something happens. You have to decide. You have to be that character and be like, oh, you know, John Rockhold would react one way, but Frank Dunbar reacts a different way. And so in that moment, I have to be Frank Dunbar. So it's acting. But, you know, picking up a 270-pound man or catching somebody jumping off the top rope, catching them midair, holding them, all that stuff, like punching each other back and forth and actually hitting each other, because otherwise it doesn't look real if you don't actually hit each other. So you got to lay it in. Like, if you don't, so that's physical. So it's a weird in-between. Like, it really is. And I don't think saying either other way, like, there's some people who do it more sport. There's some people more acting. And I don't know which one's right or wrong. I like to think I fall almost in the middle with how I do it, personally.
Do you prefer being the bad guy or the good guy?
I love being the good guy because, like, it's interesting. Most wrestlers prefer to be the bad guy because it's easy to get people to dislike you. You know, like, if you want to be the jerk, everybody dislikes a jerk. But it is hard to get people to genuinely care about you, especially, like, our forum is music plays. Like, for most people, like, there, some people get to go talk on a microphone and talk to people and get them to care. But for most times, your music plays, you walk out, you wrestle, you don't get to talk to the crowd, and then you walk to the back. And to make people care about you by just walking to the ring to some music, doing a few things, and then ending a match, like, and you have less than 10 minutes in front of you, them, make them genuinely like you and care about you and want to buy your merchandise and cheer for you. And they feel when you get hit and they don't want you to get hit anymore, like, that's hard. Getting somebody to dislike you because you're like, I hate your hometown, like, or you look stupid, like, that's too easy. It's really hard to make people like you, and I love that challenge of going, I went out there, and at the end of 10 minutes, that person cares about me. Like, that's an ego trip for me, personally, is to get everyone to like me.
So has there ever been a moment that you can think of where you're arriving somewhere and all of a sudden you were like, you just get this vibe or this feeling and you're just like, I want to be the bad guy or the good guy, just solely based on the town or maybe even the crowd that night?
I've been in matches where I went out and I was supposed to be the good guy, but everybody booed me when I came out. So, like, it's called switching it, and I just said, nope, I'm the bad guy now, or vice versa. I've never really walked in somewhere and be like, hey, I want to be the bad guy tonight, because the promoter, whoever's running the show, they make that decision. They're the one paying the bills and taking the chance, so I do what they want because they have a vision that I don't. because that's our show. So, like, personally, I'm just like, hey, whatever I need to be, like, that makes the show better because I know I can do both well. So, but I've never really had those moments where I'm like, I need to be this right now because of this town.
All right, John, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, it's family friendly. Like, I do want to stress that, like, it, not that it's not, like, fun for older people and adults and teenagers, everybody, but, like, if kids are there, it's, they're not going to be, like, profanity sworn. Like, it's as family friendly as you can get with men fighting in tights. I mean, like, so, given the portrayal of what it is, it's as family friendly as it can be. Because my goal is, my dad used to talk about going to wrestling, watch wrestling in St. Joe with my grandfather. And he had those memories, and, like, he was able to create them because it was family friendly. Whereas when I was a kid in the 90s, it wasn't as family friendly, you know? So I didn't get to go to shows. I don't have those memories with my father. But I would like for kids to be able to create those memories with their dads and moms of going to a show, seeing wrestling in person. Because there's nothing like, if you've ever been to a show, there's nothing like walk, like, we ran a show in Bethany in May. It was one of the first ones I helped put on. And there was a moment where a kid was screaming at a bad guy, Derek Stone. And Derek Stone turned and took a step at that kid. That kid shrieked. And that kid's a fan for life. Like, his dad has messaged me on Facebook several times telling him how much he'd never seen wrestling before. He just came because we did a discount for students. Like, and that kid's been a fan ever since just because of that moment. And so that's why I try to make all the shows family friendly. Like, no, we don't need profanity or anything like that. We don't need sexual innuendo. We just need live action and people talking, and it makes it great. So the family friendly is the big thing I want to stress. But, I mean, everybody will enjoy it if they come out, but I definitely make it family friendly. So that's the big thing I want to stress on it. And it'll be a fun show, and we won't go more than 2.5 hours. So, and I think if anybody comes out to it and they absolutely hate it, I would love to talk to them and find out why they hated it. And, like, because, you know, if you come to this show, you put in your time to see it, and you don't like it, I would like to know why, because I want to make it better.
All right, John, best of luck tonight. Once again, that is John Rockhold. He is a promoter and wrestler with Pony Express Wrestling. That organization will be having two events this weekend in our region. They'll be in Maryville tonight at the Maryville Community Center. Show starts at 7 p.m. Then they'll be in Bethany tomorrow night at the Bethany Community Gym. That show starts at 7 p.m. as well. This has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner.